Going to be on the last week, the sugi of Nektam, just to speak out maybe a little bit the Indian of Nektam ratio. I'll thank you for showing you exactly why the Hebrew of Tarfin, Nektam is kosher. The Rebbe and the Baal Mora, they say, Bechal, it's nothing to do with the Nektam or Tarfin. It's talking about Hadassim that have little branches coming out of the tongue. If you're crazy of this, you cut off those branches, is it kosher or not? Is it mock of the ovary? Or is it not, it's not a problem? Two more came with Hebrew of Tarfin. However, Rav Rishonim hold not that way. Rashi and the Rambam, at least the way the Arsameach has mefarish the Rambam, they hold that b'chal fi yuktasim, you don't need hodor by hadas. Hadas doesn't need hodor, but mele nektam reish is kosher. What's with anov of Rumi Yolov? What's with Yovish that we spoke about a little bit? That fi doshit says either you don't need it, or for whatever other reason it's possible. The Rosh brings down from the Rid that, and the Ramban and Shari Shem hold that way also, that the reason why Kotem is kosher by Hadas is because it's not nikir the Ketimo. Since that Nafan Kofin is Eitzoy, it covers the top also, so therefore even if it's Kotem, it's not nikir. Maybe it's not a school. There's also another Pshat brought down from the Rishonim, the Kolboy brings down a Pshat, brought down from the Kolboy, that Vibal Sederek of a Hadas is that it is Kotem even when it's on the tree, so therefore it's not a concern at all when you don't have it. By a Lulu, it's not Kotem when it's on the tree. Therefore, the thorn in the hither, if off the tree, it's kotem. Masha'in came, when he gets a hadas, he says the same by Rava also. It's very often it's kotem even on the tree. I guess that's the way that you prune it, that's just the way that they grow. So Mamela, it's not a concern in hadar even if it's kotem.
Why
is it not a hadar
on the
tree? You can't see it.
You put it
next to your head. What is the mindset that you yourself did, and what is the mindset? 100%. But as we know, even though we know that Chazal gave dinim in what's considered hadar, but the reason that they define something as hadar is because you could see it. And if at the end of the day you're not going to be able to see it, so Chazal said it's not a chasar in hadar. But it's not covered by something. It's not that you're being misaligned from it. Do the Kolboy, you want to do the Kolboy? No, the Chur not. Wait, the Chur, Betma, I'll tell you, I swear, why is that any different than a Pitim? A Pitim very often, probably 85% of the time, falls off before when it's on the tree. And if it falls off while it's on the tree, it's not a Sarnan Hazar. Mashiach, if it fell off before, then it is a Sarnan Hazar. What's the difference? The Chur, if you use Kolboy, it should mean, we're coming up to a model of that is, that once it's on the tree, it falls off. That's normal. So then why is it a certain hidden? Can't say that's the mandam that holds that's chiluk on the tzav. Shmuel holds in the chalami. There's a difference whether it's on the tree or it's not on the tree. The ma'aseh kol kamdan, you started off with something which was shalim, and then it was kosher. So then that's a certain hidden. Not sure. Not sure. In the chalami, you shouldn't take down the chalchilu. 100%. Very, very good. That's the normal. But since that territory has to be gathered, be careful. Take one which is not kosher. Okay. The Zohar of that Lachar, the Mordechai brings down from the Uranian, at the beginning we saw, he says that kosher by lulav is kosher by the yevam. The Taz says, Taz and Aristotle says, what's the makor for this Mordechai? He says, and the Uranian is only talking about Hadas. The Mordechai tells us through to Lulav also. Says the Taz, the makor is, because the same way that we said by Hadas, that Nektam is possible, and possible only means Lechatchila, like the Taz and Tazim, so too, when it says Kotem by Lulav, and it says that it's possible, it's possible Lechatchila. Because why should it be any different Lulav than Hadas? And Lechurio, Sandish Kintash. You see, any Pshat in the Rishonim that you're going to hold of, Lechurio, whatever, time that they said that Kotem is kosher by Hadas, that doesn't pass by Lulav. Either if you learn like the Rav in the Baal Mor Machal, then that's talking about the Taz. If you learn like Rashi, because it's a special din in Hadas, you don't need Hodim because, for whatever reason, maybe it's on Shia. Chara Pasha Pshat is because that's the Lulav, the Tukish Vesher, that you need Hodim. But Hadas and Aram is not. Chara Lulav is our next Vesher. According to the other Rishonim, it's definitely because a Hadas is special in the fact that Anof Chayfin is Tisa, you can't see the Ketimo. So what's the Taz to say that that should be any din, but I guess there should be any din to Lulav, the same as Hadas, the Yevon is kosher. So let's do a little discussion when it's coming. Kerr, what's the name? But it's only din, the only reason that there's no other, you can't say there's no other in Lulav. By Lulav it's before, you think about it, that there's no other. Before it's Makish Esek Lulav. Only in Hadath, maybe you can say that it's also because it's the same pasuk. But you don't see that. It's only something more than it's Lulav. That's your passion. It's only Lulav. It's not Hadath and Harav. If you that, and if I'm with Rashi, it's for Harav also. If you're passion, it's not something you the first argument. Second argument, if you're throwing something from Hey, the Bira Alokha brings down, he says that if Ketiva passes by Hadath, he says, Lo yuma sasim furish, how much of the Ketiva, how much you need for it to be Sasim? Like if it's Sasim, it's Shir B'choshu. Next time Rashi the Lulav. Mistama, how come that I didn't find any Rishonim anyone that brings down that what the shear of Ketima is by Hada? Mistama is Pekoshim, Ketima the Ram says by Lulav. Her, what does Ketima call? What's the Ram say by Lulav? He says, that's the Rishon of Lulav, Yechayt Meshavat. Now, we know that Hada is different than Lulav, like Rishonim say. Hada is enough to pray for the same thing. And then maybe you can't see it. So, maybe they say, that's the Rishon of Hada, Yechayt Meshavat. And even the Manda Amma that holds that spot, we have a lot of Zichar going to be the Manda Amma that holds that spot. Mana holds possible. What does he hold? It doesn't hold that you could see. It's not my place to see whether or not you can see the stuff. Hurry, hold that. I got that you can't see. It's a din be'etzem. How there is a din be'etzem in the kotel? It's be'etzem possible. I got that you can't see. But it's be'etzem. It's not showing. It's a star in the swim. It's not considered holding. But that's only as far as I'm going to get to the din of holder by hava. By lula, it's not going to pass. By Lulav is going to pass by Mashmigo. This part that says that Hadar is going to be a psul, but you get to Hadar. Who says that that's going to be a psul by Mashmigo? What's a psul? Psul is Hagam that Be'etim, you can't see it, and it's Be'etim of Saran and Hadar. We're going to say that it's possible. But who says that tells you it's Zayna Mashmigo? He's masking at the end of the day, but you see it, so you can't see it. He's masking, even the mandama that holds, sorry, I'm being so clear. Even the mandama that holds that it's not kosher, he's masking the Messiah for her, that you cannot see the Ketimo. Elamai holds that Agam you can't see, it's Be'etzem not Hoder. Now, how do you know that the Fidus mandama that it's Mashem? He's masking to the Messiah that you can't see it. So who says that it's going to be still Mashem? The only time that he said that it's Pasha Mashu is that with something which you can see. So maybe Asa Rasha Shalulah to fight Mishal Esrik, maybe even Asa Rasha Shalulah to fight Mishal Esrik. It's something that you can see. But it happens at the end of the day, you can't see it. The truth is that I found that the rabbi says in Lashon Mefurish, it says Asa Rasha Shalulah Vahada to fight Mishal Esrik. I don't know why the Bir Allah didn't have it. But I was thinking, Imam Zachariah, without that, it has to be at the Shir of Mashu. If we're talking about that you have a shir mitzumtum, you have exactly 3 tefachim, so even if you knock off a mashu, that's it, you lost your shir. Elamai comes back, you have a shir v'reva, you have 6 tefachim. Now, what's the difference if you knock off a mashu? In other words, it has to be nikkur. Since ketima is only a din in hodor, it's not a din in lekicha tamo, so it has to be something which is nikkur. That's the mabit. Mabit says the only thing that we have to look at is sakus yunus. Something which is a psul lekicha tamo. It's not tamo at the end of the day, even though you have to look very hard. As I said, it's not tamo. Something which is a din in hodor, it's only in the shifki, it's how you see it normally. So it has to be that at least something needs to be nikkur. Now, what's the difference in a hadas, in the hodor of a hadas, whether it's knocked off a millimeter or it's knocked off 5 inches? It's going to look the same. By a lulav, if you knock off a tiny little bit with a nechanami, you don't really see so much. You knock off 3 inches, then you can tell that the top of the lulav ends by the shedjo. Zichanan is a star and another. By a hada, if I knock down my hada from 6 tefachim to 4 tefachim, it's not going to look any different than if I knock it down from 6 tefachim to 5 tefachim, 0.999. It looks the same. Hada is the same at the end of the day. There's that little small part of tefachim. And so the hada, every 3 leaves, looks the same after each group of 3 leaves, as opposed to lulav, there's one turn. The chayr has to be the mashu. Not sure why the mishabur didn't have such a hada. I got one other in the food, but again, the next time, the son of the Baal Turim says, interesting, he says on the Pasuk, Manafei Tavim, why does he say Alvei Chaser Vav? Because there's 6 psulim, but again, the next time. One is Yavish, Gozul, Asherio, Yernidaka, next time Reshei, Vishal Avay Zadar. So it's a little bit short, first of all, what is the turn of Avay Zadar and Yernidaka and Asherio? But also he leaves out enough of Rumi Me'olah, and he leaves out different dwellers. So it's all the Magia says on the bottom, he says, because those two are won't tell you Shia. It's not the essence of the soul. It depends. If it's rare, if it's possible, then it's fine. You can't say it as a kilo as a across the board, then it's possible. But it's interesting to note that the Baal Turim says one of the psalms is Nekdam. I heard Pashas in the Torah is talking about that Nekdam is not a psalm. I mean, then you shame yourself. Pashas here holds that Nekdam is not a psalm. So it's not that Derek actually wants to have the Sadi Magia that it's not supposed to be going on Hadas Bechal. The Baal Turim is going on Lul. There's Kapoy, there's a Chalter Vol, for six things by Lul of that Pashas. There is Zichr. That would answer all the questions. First of all, you take off a number of Lulav, and they take off different two elements being included. And instead of Avi Nazara, and then next time Rashi, the Kuli Alma will be Balu. Interesting or odd. Another Nakuda, in the Hemshech HaYakamara, says Muhammad Al Mubay, Yochol Ye Esther Gimor in Ba'abudo, you would have a Havim, be such a Havim in Ba'abudo. When the Torah says, Lakasim, that everything should, you should be Ma'agin everything together, even the Esther. There's a Lalayim every 8th of Vikapa tomorrow. It doesn't say with the Vav Achibur, we mechaber the Esrog together with the Lulav Aravan and Hadassim. Rather, they should be separate. Zakhmi says this. You have a Makar from the Gemara, that if you take everything in one hand together, if you take the Lulav Esrog and Aravan, and the Lulav Hadass and Aravan, and the Esrog together in one hand, you're not using the Yechalav. The Gemara says, you should think that they should be together. No, it's for Shapasik. Kapay tomorrow, it's supposed to be separate. Fakta Taz, it's from the Sabbath. You see from there, it's the right from the care. It says that the whole Hassan is not supposed to be Mahagani. That's the Hassan, Gemara was the Havanim. Yochol, ye Esther Gimon Ba Gudo, you would have said such a Havanim, you know. Shamalim, and that it says, Kapay tomorrow, it's not Vic Kapay tomorrow. The whole Hassan is Dafi if it's Ba Gudo, not Ba Gudo. And there's no problem to have it together. No problem to have it together. Fakta Araya. Because the Mepharshim are very busy trying to figure out how a person can be using his chiyuv of Lulav and Esrog, how are you supposed to make the bracha? As soon as you pick it up, you use your chiyuv. How do you make the bracha that should be over the They give a few different answers. Either you leave it down, Tachon, leave it, and then you pick it up after your bracha. Or you're Mahapach to Esrog, or you're Mechav and Achav Yeser. A very simple Esa. Stick them both in one hand, and then take your Esrog to the other hand. Vice is up there, and then Echanami. You be still be Yeser, because that's there. Mamela is, that's not an Esa. Mamela, if a person puts them all together, in a chanami yisa. The whole chasaran is to put them in a Aguda. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Tavish Nanal of Sivbeis, Yitol ha-Aguda b'yoda imanus, Hashem l'malam yikrim v'mata, v'yester b'smol. In a chanami yipasa like that, it doesn't say whether it's makim, whether it's not makim, it's supposed to take it. The rule of your right hand, and that's what you're going to left hand. Zakta Magan Avram, what's the Mekar? The Gemara says, Naf Lama Zayin. My time, huh? What's the reason that you have the lulav in your right hand? The hani twelfth mitzvah, the esrog chadim mitzvah. The reason why you have the lulav in your right hand is because it's three mitzvahs. That's the only one mitzvah. Fact of the room. Why do you have to tell me the reason you have to put your lulav in your right hand is because it's three mitzvahs? The reason you have to put your lulav in your right hand is because anything you make a bracha on, you're supposed to have in your right hand. Aga, anytime you make a bracha, you have a piece of bread, you're supposed to keep it, put it in your right hand. Candy, it should be in your right hand when you make the bracha. So, check the Magen Avraham. It's possible that it should be in your right hand. Why the reason? Why the lulav has? You have to give me a reason because it's three mitzvahs. That's why it's in your right hand. You have to be in your right hand. Anything you make a bracha on, it's supposed to be in your right hand. Dr. Elamai, Shad and Mar, why don't you have the esrog in your right hand also? Well, that's what Mara says. Lachar, you can't have them both in your hand at the same time. So maybe you have to put the lulav in your right hand and you put the esrog in the left hand. There's another Kenzan, another chilek that the Gemara is trying to tell you, is that inami oslash minu dafilu bir cholav kvar v'achar kach noit lepam beis tzarech nit lei bir min. Kirei meshasim mir seishan. That one was talking before. He said if you look at the different pictures and they hang up in the sukkah, some gedolim have the when they say noishanes, some gedolim have the lulav and the esrog together. Meshasim b'shasat the say noishanes. How are you supposed to hold the siddur and hold the lulav and esrog? Maybe he was holding a cane and one. Okay, but the first of the Magen Avraham, he says the reason why the halacha of Yitzhak is going to be other Yimanis and Esther Gismolis is talking about even when you're not making the bracha. The first shadow was, anytime you make a bracha, you have to have the right hand. But in the Gemara, you already made the bracha before, now you're going by a prophet, even so you have to have the lulav in your right hand, and that's going to be left hand. Even the Shabbat Shana. It's like the kind of bracha. Ain't no Elam Dizharm of them, it's our. Since Taka doesn't know why, her perversion of Tzitzis Magen Avraham, Muchach Lecher, that even Meshavet Shabbos, you should have the lulav and the lulav in your right hand, and that's what you left hand. Remember that before Yaakov brings down in the Ginas Rodim, Shabbos Shuvah, 300 years ago, he says, no, fuck it. It's better to have everything in one hand. Why? Because Rabbi Tainod, he said that Bethem, the reason why do we have the lulav in your right hand and the Nesrik in your left hand? Because the lulav is in your first and the Nesrik is only one. So, like this, if you put them all in the same hand together, that would be better. What's the Raya? It's not Mepharish. Her Raya is like the Magen Avraham. The best thing would be to have everything in your hand at once. Anytime they make a bracha, you're supposed to have it in your right hand. Elamai, they came both in your right hand at the same time. You put the one that the aguda that has three mitzvahs, you put it in your right hand, and that's which is one that you put in your left hand. When we ikra it in, so commonly you put them all in your right hand at the same time, that would be better. Zakta Ginas Vodim. It says, and that's what we do. Kainai Gimashas HaKofen. We hold the sitter in one hand, the left hand, and we put all the talmidim in the other hand. So, we have Makar for Makar Lahafli Lachar Tamatar. However, a little bit odd, the fact that the Gina Fadim says, that's why we do Bishat HaKafet. Why do you do Bishat HaKafet? You do the Bishat HaKafet. So, commonly, you could fit, if it fits in your hand, Bishat HaKafet, then you could do Bishat HaBrach. And you hold that Mikra Adin, it's better to do it, to hold them all in the same hand. Elamai, even the Gina's brother was precious for this Beis Yosef, they seem to bring it down from our time, that you're not used to be the Evid, even if you hold them all in the same hand. So, when he's making the Bracha, it's precious for this Beis Yosef. However, Shas HaKafet, he held, and in Hanami, you can be same on the Svara, that they should all be in one hand, and in the Chachila, he held that you can do B'Shas HaShana. However, Mr. Brewer Pasha, the Maisa, he says that if you held them all in one hand, when you read the Bracha, you have to read them. Since the Maisa Pasha is going to be tasted, that you're not yet even with the other. So, and Dr. Moshe brings that down from the Kolboy also, the same thing, that you're not used to be the Evid. Ramela, if you held them all in Meshach Tzibracha, you should take them in. And the Chorim of Yisrael Magal Avram, even Meshach Tzishanas, you should have them in two different hands. When you learn in Meitha Indian, the Taz brings down, it says the same Hecher, when it gets another Nekudim. The Shulchan Aruch passes, it says, Iter Neitha Lula B'Yamin, Tafesh Anal of Gimu. Iter Neitha Lula B'Yamin, Kol Adam, that's a good small Kol Adam. Lefties are no different than righties when it comes to lulav. Take the lulav in your left hand, lulav in your right hand, and after in your left hand. Zot the Rambam. Yeshemer dazin abas yimin di day, v'yesh lupa la lulav yimin di day, v'yesh lupa la lulav. V'chein odu, v'chein yikr. V'yim hepech yasa, says the Rambam, no, nish dazin. We pass on this one. Somebody who's a lefty, he should take the lulav in his left hand, and take the after in his right hand. Zachter, v'yim hepech yasa. And if this lefty did it like a righty, it was yasa. Shlekumana that he says that Dafka when he gets a lefty and a righty, a lefty that he switches it but it doesn't like a righty, that you're in Hebrew Shelton. Even if a righty did it, says the Tana. A righty went ahead and switched it, put the lulav in his left hand, and the Esrog in his right hand, and the Chari Yerid Zelka. How do I know? Not there, the same right. How come they didn't say that one of the ways to make a bracha is to switch it around and take the lulav and put it in your left hand, and the Esrog in your right hand, and then after you make the bracha switch it, Elamai, but my statement is not true, you'd be Yerid. And it says another ayah from the Gemara. The Gemara says, when again, if somebody takes a lulav and esrog out, Rishus HaRab on Shabbos. So, it's totally on whether or not he was using the mitzvah before he did the Aviro, when he gets to that sugya over there, the sugya of the Mendezim and Allah. So, Baya says, so the Gemara says, how is it ever shaykh that you weren't getting the mitzvah before you went out to Rishus HaRab? Because as soon as you pick it up, you get the mitzvah. It's like the Baya, Tisha Hafkoi. You turned it upside down. Zakta Taz, why didn't Abaye say that you took them the lulav in your left hand and after in your right hand? Abaye said that in a chalam you said that's what you should have, and you turned the shalik there to the left, so that's what you're not using. So look at the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, the Rak says, what's shot in Kishahafa in the Gemara when Abaye says Kishahafa? Kishahafa means that you switched it around. And you put the lulav in your left hand and you put that in your right hand. In a chalam, that's two of shot in the Gemara. Look at the Rak, that's two of shot in the Gemara. Because the Gemara says the Chachzili, you have to take the minu which has the three mitzvahs in your right hand. So why would it be with the other? Yeah. That's one of the tabs of the eye. Up there, it says anywhere in the Torah that it has to be in your right hand and left hand. Chazal said it, you have to take it in your right hand. Three mitzvahs, but it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that it's supposed to take it left, right. But the Bima Golden, that's how the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing, that in a Chanam, even if you decide to the Yerushim, well, the Maisa, if you have another one, you should take it. If you still have the Lord Niyasa in front of you, you should take it to be Yerushim, even though she says that hold, that you're not Yerushim when you switch it around. One other Nekuda, it's on the beginning of the Halacha, Mafakis Mishnah Ben Igeh to the Din of Ovid. The Goyim say that be Yerushim Yerushim of Ovid, you Kol Shir Hadat has to be Ovid. If you've been missing one count of Ovid, turn it on. Mashing in the Bala Yisr, and the Rosh brings down that the Rambam and Tshuva, is that even if you have just one count which is Ovid, all your leaves fell off. You have one group of three which is Ovid, you get the Yechiv of Ovid. Shall the Vav get the Masaki. There's another din over here, Shari Tshuva, I don't know if the Eilim saw it, Sif Gimel, I think most of the Eilim saw it. Shari Tshuva brings down from Mar Aksiyah, from Yaakov Emden, that if you don't have, if you buy your Hadah, you have Ein Reishu Shalzeh, Magiel Esaruk, Otsai Shalzeh, if your leaves don't reach the bottom of the next root, the roots of the next row of leaves, you're not Yisra. Up there, Tal B'chemer from a Lulav. By Lulav, the Gemara says, by Tinei HaRabarazim, that Ein Reishu Shalzeh, Magiel Esaruk, Shalzeh. It's possible, it says, Tal B'chemer ben Igeh to Hadah, where it says that you need Anaf Eitzavay, Anaf Chayfen Eitzavay, for sure that if you don't have it, Chayfen Eitzavay, it doesn't reach the Tzadik Shalzeh, for sure it's going to be possible. The Bikur Yaakov, the Chazanish, they both ask a number of kashas on him, and they're chaylik and they say, in the Chanam Eitzaki, you don't need it. Tzaki Yitzim Lekan. I thought the Chayra, you have a Raya from the Gemara. The Gemara says, brings down three different Mishnayas, and again, so, Lulav HaGozol, Hadas HaGozol, Arav HaGozol, Esra HaGozol, says Rashi. So, why do we need 40 Mishnayas? That's it, because it's stolen by one, which is not stolen by other. What's the stolen by Lulav, which is not by the other medium? Tinei Arabaz. Tinei Arabaz is stolen by Lulav, and not by another medium. What do you mean? Because it's more serious, it's stolen, but again, to Hadas HaGozol. How come the senior rabbis over there are talking about where it's Rishon Shalzeh, and Gilad Tzadik Rishon Shalzeh? Well, the Chur, that Kiddush of senior rabbis is not the fact that that's Kosher. Why shouldn't that be Kosher? Even Chad Hutza, one, only Chad Hutza is Kosher, but as long as you have more than one leaf, and it covers the whole Shedra, it's Kosher. So what's the Kiddush of senior rabbis? If you have 10 leaves, and they reach Tzadik Rishon Shalzeh, then it's Kosher. Elamai, the Kiddush is, like Abai is there, doubt that it's Rishon Shalzeh, and Gilad Tzadik Rishon Shalzeh, but if it's not, then it's Kosher. And that is only a concern. Tina Arabaz, not a son to get it to Lulav, not a son to get it to Hadah. But at the end of the day, Lachara, how do we deal with the Mark to the son? The Maitha, it's safe, it says you need enough of Chayfin to say so. Another are the Rashash Bel, and that's Lama Bez, and Lama Bez. Rashi says, enough is of him, enough is of him, enough of Chayfin to say so. But Rashi, that's enough of our Sheikh Ben Alapayim. Where Rashi brings it down, Sheikh Ben Alavim. In other words, the leaves are straight up, and they cover over the either apayim, they're leaning on they're lying on their mat, their faces, kilu, covering over the eighth, or that alavim means on the next, they're covering the next row of leaves. So Zakta Rashash, kumtayis, mashma alafidis, kinder rashi, kinder ran. If the leaves don't go straight up, and they're branching out to the side, then chari na yirte, this inin of anav chayvin is eitzim. Tarachim kein ayilu nizan zodah. Back there, okay, we don't find people that are nizim. What's Takam Shah? Mashash. The Chaim of Rocha brings down this mark. Zion and his marich, when he gets this Indian of Rosh Hashem Agilatib, Tzadik Rosh Hashem. So up there, he brings the Rebbeinu Yochum that the whole din of Rosh Hashem, the whole din of Eitz Ovoi, Shua Hadash Shanaf Chavin Ezei Tzai, the whole din of Anaf Chavin is Zakta Simon. You want to know what min we're talking about? What min the Torah says? It's like Arvei Nachal, or Blessed Mishan Orvei says. Arvei Nachal, they have to go on the Nachal? No, this is simple to know what we're talking about. Once we know what we're talking about, then even if it doesn't go on the Nachal, Zakta Anaf itself is the same thing. Anaf Chavin is Eitzai, you just have a simon of what we're talking about. But if it's not Chavin is Eitzai, that's Kasher Ocha. Eibazri. Or you can answer, if you did the Marks, the other question of Mikash, even though it's not an episode of Mikash. The Rashash, the Zal was asked, the reason why it's in Mikash, even though they're not going straight up, is because that's just the type that we need. But Pokam, that's a Shefan Alapain. Once we know that we have that min, even if it's not Shefan Alapain, so good enough. Or the Fidus also, there's the Eglay Talib says, when you're trying to reckon your Shalish Tvachum of Ahada, how do you know if it's three Tvachum? From where do you count from? But there, very often, at the top of the Ahada, it's green. And very soft, it's not hard like an eighth. says that the Chazon is not eight. It says, not eight, it's not an eight. So you wouldn't be able to count that as part of the Yisrael Tochim. The Chayra, if you understand that enough eight, first of all, there's the Yisrael Tochim, the thing that they say, when it says enough eight, it just means enough, which is from an eight. We're not talking about the Hadras itself. But the Chayra, even if you want to say that the eight is referring to the Hadras, the Chayra, that's how the Gemara Dash is it. Enough eight, Shanaf Chayvin is eight, so he's talking about that exact branch. So we're all talking about that Hadras. Even so, the Chayra, enough eight is just like the Rabbi Yochanan says, the same way that enough Chayvin is eight is just a simon. So that's why enough eight is just a simon. It's supposed to be an eight. Once you have an eight, you want to know if the top of it is a little green, if it's not hard yet, is that considered an eight? I don't have to worry about it. The whole thing is an eight. You have an eight, you have the min that we need, that's enough. We see this, the Chayra coming back to the Machlokes, the Baal Hamor and the Gaon. The Baal Eter and the Gaon. The Emek Bracha wants to sign and he says the same Nekudah. He says when it says Ovoy, is Ovoy just a simen for the type of min that we need? Or is it a Tanai in the Hechsher of the Hadah? So says the Baal Eter that holds that even one is good enough, one group of three is good enough, because he holds that the holding of Ovoy is just a simen, what type of Hadah we need. And Kokama that I know I have a Hadas which has Ovis on it. How? Because I have one left, one group of three which is left, and I have the min which is Ovis, then it's Kasha as a Hadas. I don't need that the whole thing should be filled with Ovis. Masha Ein Kein, according to the Ravid, the Rush brings down, that holds that you need the Kuva, the Mitzvah, the Kuloi, the Kuva Rubai, and that's how the Gainim go, they need the Kuloi. They hold that it's a Tnai and Hechsher of the Hadas. It's not just a Rai for the min. Now you have the Hadas, you need Ovis. So if you need Ovis, you need the whole thing to be Ovis. Or the Chalapach is Rubik Yikulin, like the Rebbe says. But it's not just a simon what we're talking about. Mele Zakti L'Chare L'Fi, this is going to be coming out also, there's a Machlokes Yishein, whether or not, can you take, to be Moisif, Lenoi, can you be Moisif, Hadas, which are Hadas Shaitan? Is there a concern about this or not? In other words, is Hadas Shaitan, Kilo a different min, and you'll be Moisif Min Chamishi to your Dalam Minim? Or is it all part of the same mix? Just as possible for the mitzvah. Chayr is telling you this. The point of the Baal Eter that holds that Avos is just a simon what we're talking about. So, simon for what type of min, for come that it's Avos, that's good enough as long as I have three on top of kosher. So, mainly if you have a Hadashit, the Hadashit is not the min. It's not Avos. Not the min. You wouldn't be allowed to take it. Mashiach, again, according to the Rishon, it's just a Tanai in the Hechsher mitzvah that it has to be Avos. But it's not a simon for the min. That I have a Hadashita. And a Chanami, he doesn't have the Tanai as an action for the Mitzvah, so you can't use it for the Mitzvah. You want to know, is it another min? Is it not another min? Wouldn't be a concern about that. This is Kashi. When the first Khan fell off?
No.
But it's Loy Odef if you had the whole thing which is Ovi. And all of them fell off except one, and then that one fell off.
No, but okay.
It's not going to be better, right? You have to act because you have to have all. At the end of the day, you need an oven. It's a simon, so why do you need any leaves?
No!
So why do you need any leaves? What they had all the leaves? I come and start. What? Where does it say? Where does it say that? I got mad, I need 3 tefachim, and 2.9 of the tefachim don't have to have leaves. Because I need that obvious at the end of the day. It has to be, even if it's just a sim for the min, but I need that, this min has to be obvious. At some point it has to be obvious. So even if I don't have any leaves, no one can tell off. I might, I knew that it was obvious, 3 points.
So why not?
Because that you don't have any obvious, then it's zikr, it's not nechal obvious. In the Chanami, it's always just tell me what I need. It's always tell me what I need, but Kogama, that it's not always at all, that I can't say this is what the Terry meant. It's always always. There's nothing there with
always.
Oh, for sure it is a Tanai and Hechsher. The Maisa Terry says always. How much of always? There, it's not a. The Terry's not telling me how much of it I need always, but neither. It has to be always at some point. Some more of it has to be always. That it's not considered a if it's a meat, then it is a different meat, but it's a rape. If it's a meat, then it's not a different meat. No, the rabbi was only the Baal Yisrael. The rabbi was never in all things. He was all things. Rubik and Kulik. Me and Kulik. What? The Kulik and Rubik. He says, the mitzvah you need Kulik and the Kulik and Rubik. Why? The Chari, he's still being Makai. He didn't know. That doesn't say all the time. What's Rubik and Kulik? Rubik and Kulik. You know what? Rubik and Kulik, you have Kulik? Or no, I don't think I'm going to have right. So, he needs to be able to leave. I don't know what to do. But, the herb be telling the herb, and again the Ma'aseh would be telling. That's in the Rosh holds that he can drive it, and holds that it's the time after the Hadas. He brings down the Shita. He says that he brings to be Ma'aseh for other Hadas is not a problem. Why? Because Hadas and that are Shita. Because why? Because you see that they grow all in the same row. Some of them are different. Some of them are Shita, and some of them are not. They all go in the same row. You know what you see? It's the same thing. Right? So he understood that it's the same. It's just a time after the Hadas. The Shita said that time after the Hadas it needs to be obvious. So you want to know, can you take it? Then you can take it. Is it another min? It's not another min that you can be able to take it. Are you able to take it? Can you be able to take it? That's not an action. And you need to be off. The only shayla is, because the chara comes according to this, then we have a ride. According to this rush, and this driving, which is pasta like. And the gaino, the pasta like this driving, that always is only a din, is only a tnayin hashem mitzvah, but it's not a, only a tnayin hashem mitzvah. Not a tnayin hashem mitzvah. When it comes to anafam chayvin, it's eight, so you're going to say the same thing. If by you're telling me that it's a tnayin hashem mitzvah, by anafam chayvin, it's the same thing. It's not just a similar like Rabbi Yerucham said. It's anafam chayvin, it's a tnayin hashem mitzvah. The mayor is going to need it. L'chur, it's going to be likuv, but it's the anafam chayvin.
Even if it's a
but when he said that it goes in the same row, he wasn't saying you can be Yitzir Yachir. He was saying that it's not a problem about Seis, it's the same min. But the kuva for the mitzvah, a tnayin hashem mitzvah, they need it to be offered. It is the same min. Even if it's the simin, what this min was on it? I can't say. I don't know. I don't know if that's true. The fact that it goes in the same row, I don't know if it's something that has to be that it's the same as Terry talking about. Although Emes Yeridake that Rabbi Yerucham, when he brings it down, he said when he brings down a number of people that they said, he brings down eight of which who had us a number of people that they said. Period. Loi to sarakach elakach darke. But nothing simanim shazeh had us. When he says enough eight. Shanam HaKhevinet Eitzer, he says that it's just a simon. Then he continues, V'tzarek Avet, Kishishe Enoi Avet, Puzzle. And you need Avet. If it's not Avet, it's Puzzle. And then he doesn't give any tonight about how much you need, how much you don't need. And again, Kilo as if it's just a simon to the min. My case, Shanam HaKhevinet Eitzer, it's just a simon to the min. But Avet, that's a mitzvah. That's a tonight in that Shemitah. But come on, they don't have Avet. So then it's going to be a concern. So come to La Alacha. Shanam HaKhevinet Eitzer, Taka wouldn't be Likuba, it's just the Tanayim Sim to make. That's the place he down from the Yishash really in base. Brings down the Yisham, says the Furish that Anacham Chayven is Rubai. You don't need that as Chayven as Eitzer. But maybe if your leaves don't go all the way up, it's not a problem. Sometimes the leaves are a little bit, one of the leaves a little bit smaller, sometimes one of the leaves is partially knocked off. Wouldn't be a problem even though it's not Chayven as Eitzer. Mashiach, when it comes to Avay, Avay says the Tanayim Hechsher of the Hada. So come that you don't have Kula or Rubai like Likuba, you wouldn't be Yitzir Chayven for Hada. Yeah.